prescriptions through the VA.
Mm-hmm. Is that at Fort Dodge? Or?
Yeah, Fort Dodge.
Okay.
Now, there's, you know, sometimes the VA doesn't have a prescription, you know, that you need, but I get everything except one from mm-hmm. the VA.
All right, is there anything else that you can think of that future generations would want to know about your experience? Now, when you were drafted, did you have a choice of Army, Navy, Air Force, or did they just tell you?
They just put us there.
Okay.
They did me anyway. Now, maybe these, most of the guys though that got in the Air Force and stuff, they kind of volunteered for that, you know. Or,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't much that you could choose. You were usually told what to do?
No, unless you know, enlisted before you were drafted, you could maybe take the Navy mm-hmm. and the Air Corps or something.
Was there any pressure on you to enlist?
No.
Okay.
I never heard from until he mm-hmm. sent me a letter to go up and take a physical, and then when they wanted to go back to Kansas City again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When the war was on, did you like go to movies and watch the news that they had? And
yeah.
Okay. So, but you said you really weren't, you didn't know a whole lot about the war as it was progressing, but you would rather have gone to Europe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, it'd be, well, you could see more because the war was over with and everything, you know. Be a nice country to see, you know, mm-hmm. and then I got sent to Japan.
Do you remember where you were when the war in Europe was over?
Yeah, we was out there at Camp Maxey, Texas. I mean, Camp Carson.
And how did you find out?
Oh, somebody was shouting it around that it was all over with.
Mm-hmm. And where were you when the bomb was dropped in Japan? That would have been August.
August, and that's probably 45. When we were still up at Fort Warren.
Okay, and do you remember someone telling you about that, or?
Yeah, well, somebody told us about that one.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Now, Tim, my boy, he got to go to Germany. Filled in, his outfit filled in for a couple of weeks over there and gave another outfit an R&R, you know, and mm-hmm. you got to see Germany.
Okay. Did you have, when you got home, did you have then a desire to travel to see other places?
No. I'd had enough traveling for a while.
Definitely not on a ship.
Yeah. I thought maybe I was going to get seasick again when it's coming home, but.
How long did it take you to get back home? 14 days?
14 days.
But that was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what kind of a ship was that?
It was a maritime one. We come back small.
Okay, about the same size that you went.
About the same size we went over on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Weather was pretty good, dude. You got a certificate when they crossed. What was it? The equator down there?
Oh, probably so.
Yeah, I think you got a certificate for that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you landed in California, was there celebration that you were home?
Or no, because we unloaded off the boat and went to the base right away, you know. And then we sat around there for a week, which you didn't get a pass or anything because they're going to turn you loose, you know. And then you just sat around the base there.
Looking back, is there something that you liked best about your Army experience or something that you didn't like?
Well, I liked seeing the country and everything, you know, because I had never been out of the state before, and I liked seeing the country and everything, and there wasn't anything in the Army that was real bad to me, you know. So I enjoyed my stay in there, mm-hmm. especially after the war was over with, you know. went in March of 45, you got to thinking, now, am I going to be able to keep my head down while I'm over there if I get sent?
Well, would you have been in a situation where you would have heard war stories from soldiers that had...
Oh, yeah, like our, of course, we called them cattlemen. One of our staff sergeants, he had a metal plate in his head from being over there, you know. And like I say, he was a tough one, and they just, they had usually had to go to jail and get him out so he'd come and teach us what to do, you know. And, but I heard several stories, you know, they... Of course, those guys are all gone. That one guy that was in the Air Force, I guess he, they shot, he was our tail gunner on, what was it, B-29 or something. And he still lived when he got through with that thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think someone learns from being in the Army or being in war?
Yeah, it teaches you that you can take orders and stuff like that, and stuff like that. It's a good training deal.
Okay. All right, can you think of anything else?
No, like I told Wallace, that ain't nothing big happened to me.
But that's what needs to be captured. The big stories are always written down somewhere. It's just the common, ordinary experience. Okay, you said that your father came over from Russia.
Yeah.
What year was that, did you say?
Oh, I think it was after World War I, anyway. Must have been in the 20s when his folks and him and his brother come over.
And did they come to the Ingalls area?
No, they come to the Otis area down around Great Bend, east of Great Bend and stuff over there.
Okay.
And Dad's brother come out here and started working, and then Dad come out, and then him and Mom got married, and then they moved out here.
Okay. And was she also from Russia?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Her folks are right here in the U.S., you know.
And do you have relatives in Russia that you know
of? Well, I wouldn't know, because all my family, you know, they're gone now. And
yeah.
But the reason they left there was to get away from the Army, you know, over there.
Mm-hmm. So what did your dad think when you were drafted?
Well, like I say, I think he was thinking it was a thing for me to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I was ready, and didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. You think it was just expected? I mean, there was a draft, but that it was just more expected for every young guy to go into the Army.
At the time when the war was on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to serve and to serve their country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any? Let's see. I think we've covered all of these. And after the war, you farmed for a while, and then...
Yeah, I worked on a farm.
Worked on a farm, okay.
Yeah.
And did the training that you received in the Army, did that benefit you when you came home?
Yeah, I got along real good with my employer, you know, and stuff, because after being in the Army, you knew who was in charge, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
And that's a good thing to know in life.
He didn't talk back to him very much.
Did you ever talk back to anyone in the Army?
No. Oh, with a sergeant or something, if he was just fooling around or something. But,
mm-hmm. So you learned that fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think then I'm going to...